Hi, Dad.
Hello, son.
Where are the others?
Manush's asleep and your mum's in the bedroom.
She's sleeping now.
Hey, Mehdi, have you heard from Mehran?
Mehran? How come?
Hello, darling.
Hi, Mum.
Your dad's been worried sick about you since this afternoon.
Oh, why are you worried?
I keep calling his phone, but it's switched off.
Why did you need to see him?
No reason. I just want to know if he's all right.
Damn these cell phones. We were much better off before they came into our lives. When you call someone now, they don't pick up. You have to keep worrying about them all the time.
Did you see him today?
Oh, yeah. He was with Siavash. Oh, by the way, he said he's going to be staying at Siavash's place for a couple of nights. He told me to tell you, so you mustn't worry.
Why is he staying at Siavash's place?
Oh, he's not a kid, Mom. He's 25. He wants to hang out with a couple of his friends.
Are you sure he's not a kid?
No.
Why did he switch his phone off?
I don't know. Maybe its battery died.
Go and sit down. I'll bring you a cup of tea.
Homer is
Hello,
here.
Hello, dear. We were just talking about
How
you.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mum. I love you, Dad.
Good morning, Homer. How are you today?
Hello.
Hope
Why
you're
did
well.
You come home now, dear?
I had two surgeries, one after another. I couldn't come any earlier. I got some kush for you on the way home. Come and have some. Come sit down, Dad. Come on over here, Dad.
God bless you, darling.
Thank you. It's really no trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring the rest of the stuff, Grandma.
Thank you very much, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, Aunt Homer. Hey. You're home.
Oh, look who's here. Look who it is.
There you go. She's just woken up.
What a cutie. Hello.
Hello, darling. Hello, my little angel.
You won't believe how attached I have become to her. I can't stay at the hospital for too long. I love
you. Thank
you
very much, Grandma.
Are you going somewhere?
Yes, I've got a meeting with someone, so I have to go. My little princess.
You're so pretty.
Paris, do.
You've buttoned up your shirt the wrong way. What's wrong?
What's wrong with what?
Why are you acting like this?
How am I acting?
Did you talk to your uncle's wife?
Yes.
Well, what did she say?
I'll see you later, then.
Please tell me now.
Paris, don't panic when I tell you this.
Oh, dear God, Mehdi. What happened?
Mehran's in jail.
What? What for?
I don't know. He does some stupid things sometimes and he doesn't even talk about it with us.
What on earth has he done?
He was planning on getting a loan illegally. He gave the copy of the workshop's deed to the bank and forged my signature. I went to the parents' house last night. I wanted to tell them about it, but I just couldn't.
You did the right thing. Poor things have been really unlucky lately.
I'm going to go to the police station. Don't let anyone find out.
Tell Aunt Homer to go with you.
No, there's no need for that.
It's better if someone goes with you rather than you going by yourself.
I can't tell them. What will they think? They'll probably think these guys are taking turns going to jail ever since they got here.
Come on, don't say that.
But it's true. I went to prison last time and now Mehran's going. Where are my pants, Paris, too?
I've ironed it for you. It's on the bed.
Don't tell anyone anything, okay? I might be able to bail him out somehow today.
Have you seen him yet?
No, they wouldn't let me.
Why not?
It's not a simple matter. They're opening up a fraud case for him. When you go back in there, don't act in a way that'll make them get suspicious, please.
Don't worry about it. Wait, Mehdi. Please call me when you get there and tell me what happened.
Okay.
See you. Take care.
We sent them to court yesterday. Mr. Sadat's father came here just before you did. He had brought the deed to his house to bail his son out. It seems as though all the parents are caught up with their children's lives.
That's right.
You're not yet a father and you've been caught up in this mess.
Excuse me, Colonel. Do we have to place a deed here in order to bail him out?
Go to court and find out what they set the bail at.
They haven't gone to prison yet, have they?
I don't know. We sent them to court yesterday afternoon. I already told you.
By the way, what happened to the 10 million? You know when Mr. Azandi bought our merchandise? His check should be due any day now.
I've written it down there for you. His check was due at the beginning of the month, but he couldn't pass the check.
What do you mean he couldn't? He buys our stuff using checks, sells them for cash, gets his profit and won't pay us?
I called him. He complained a lot. He asked us for an extra month.
To hell with him. That's what they all do when it's time to pay up. We see this every month. Mr. Nayeri, I don't get it. Whenever we owe someone money, you pass our checks as soon as they grunt a bit. But whenever someone owes us, you give them a month to pass their checks.
Would you like me to go bounce his check tomorrow?
Yes, old man. There's no need to ask. Do it.
Okay, sure.
Hello.
Miss Bosokme is on the line, Mr.
Tell her I can't talk right now. Mr. Nayeri, I'm not in a good situation. Didn't you tell me yourself that we won't even be able to pay our employees any money at the end of the month?
Yes, that's right.
Well, for the love of God, go collect the money that people owe me.
All right, sure, I will.
Hello.
She says she can come here in person if you would like.
Put her through. Call Mr. Razandi and tell him we're going to take his check to the bank tomorrow. Tell him we'll bounce his check if he's got no money in his account.
Hello?
Hold on. Tell him we'll get him arrested, and don't back down no matter what.
All right, okay.
Hello?
Hold on. Why did you call the office?
Because you either won't answer or you keep rejecting it.
Why should I answer your calls?
You and I have nothing to do with each other anymore. I don't even know you.
Yes, we've got nothing to do with each other anymore, but you have to come sign the back of the contract for the apartment before they can transfer it to me.
This is your new game, huh?
Listen, I'm not playing games with you. The landlord's daughter called me and said if you don't put the tenancy agreement in my name, I won't even get the down payment you paid for this place when I want to leave. You get that?
All right, fine.
I'll get the bond money and throw it in front of you when your contract expires.
No way. I want my money right now.
If you can't come here, I'll tell them to come to you
and get your signature.
You wouldn't dare.
Listen. Mind your manners. I can talk like you as well if I want.
I'm going to tell them to come here right now and you'll
have to come here as well to sign the agreement. And then we can both get on with our lives.
Tell them to come in an hour.
Just pay attention. I'm telling them that you're going on a long overseas trip. You want the agreement to be in my name for your own peace of mind. You got that? Make sure they don't realize we've broken up.
All right.
I'll come there and tell you that I love you.
There's no need for that. Listen, I don't want anyone here to find out
that I'm single. If they find out, the landlord might tell me to leave.
Fahad, be careful what you say. You understand?
Give me the envelope I gave you yesterday. I'll take it myself.
I have already sent it. Hello? What happened? Did you deliver the envelope?
Not yet. I had to go to a couple of other places. I didn't get around to it.
When will you deliver it, then? Mr. Funny has just asked about it right now.
I'll take it. Once I get out of here, I'll go there.
Hurry up, Arsenon, please. He's on his way there right now. Deliver it before he gets there.
All right. Don't worry. I'll deliver it for you.
Oh, what am I going to do with him?
What's the matter?
Once a loser and always a loser, you know.
What's wrong now?
I told him to deliver an envelope, and God knows where he went off with it.
Who are you talking about?
Aslan, my sister's husband.
Does he work as a courier?
I was so stupid. I told Mrs. Carey to give him a job at their courier agency.
Yes? Why didn't you tell me?
He wasn't supposed to tell anyone he knows me when he comes here, so I don't get into trouble.
He will deliver it.
Why was I even that stupid to do such a thing? Why do I go looking for trouble? I don't understand. It's always the same.
Why do you always stress so much?
What if he calls and says it hasn't been delivered? What then?
Don't worry, girl. That's how couriers are. They get 10 envelopes and deliver them in order. You always make a big deal out of everything. Come on, get up. He's gonna leave.
You go. I'll be there in a minute.
Come on, get up.
I don't need anything. You can go.
He's selling perfumes at half price. Here you go.
Let me read it first.
But I don't understand. I wrote everything you told me.
All right. I have to check and I am to see whether these figures are right or not.
I'm sorry.
Everyone can make mistakes.
There's no rush at all. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Would you like me to bring you some tea?
We don't want to trouble you.
It's no trouble at all. Fahad, darling, would you like a cup as well?
No, thank you, dear.
No worries. Hello. Hi, please come to the second floor.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
This is for you.
Thank you very much.
And please, sign here. Thank you very much.
I gave that envelope to you in the morning. You're bringing it in now?
Hello, sir. I was really busy today. I got caught up somewhere. I'm sorry.
I'll go get a pen.
I haven't got one.
It doesn't matter. I'll go grab one. Excuse me, Fahad. Have you got a pen?
Yes, darling. Here you go.
Thank you, sweetheart. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry again for being late, sir.
Hello?
Hello, I delivered it.
Thanks a lot. It's number 11.
Your boss was there too.
What?
I said your boss was there.
Did he see you?
Yeah, we said hi and everything to each other.
Oh, dear God.
Why are you freaking out? He doesn't know me.
Why did you go there so late? He's gonna come here and take it out on me now.
He already took his anger out on me. Hey, his wife looks so much younger than him.
That's not his wife.
Mr. Funny owes her money.
Yeah? Well, can't a man owe money to his wife?
Women are always asking their husbands for money or something.
Stop talking rubbish, Aslan.
That's not even Mr. Funny's house.
Yeah? Well, this must be his
second house, then.
And that must be his second wife.
Stop talking nonsense.
Yeah, it's not nonsense.
They seem pretty intimate to me.
They kept calling each other darling and sweetheart and all that.
Well, if this isn't his house...
Then he must be cheating. Go tell your sister that if she annoys me too much, the same thing will happen to her.
Are you finished now?
Yeah, bye. So, you found another lover. Oh, my God.
Did you finish studying, Layla? Should we have some lunch, sweetie?
All right.
Take these then, darling.
Okay.
You want me to make some scrambled eggs for you?
No, Mom, come. This is fine.
There's no meat. You need to eat something so you can have energy to study.
It doesn't matter.
Let's go and buy some eggs.
It really doesn't matter, Mom. This rice is enough. I love it. Please, come on.
I can't believe I forgot to buy eggs today.
It doesn't matter.
Didn't Miss Fatimi tell you why I came to your school?
No. Thankfully, my grades are good. Otherwise, I would have freaked out by now. Did they ask you for money?
Well, no. Someone had come to see me there.
Who?
Uncle Mohsen's son.
Yeah, which one?
Mehdi.
What made them remember us? After all these years?
Those poor souls have always been thinking about us.
Did he want to see Dad?
No.
What did he want then? Does he know that Dad's not here anymore? Listen, Mother.
What is it?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
Do you know that Dad's not living with us?
Yes, he knew everything.
You mean he knew about his problem too? How did he find out? Did Mrs. Fatemi tell him?
No. Your dad's friend told him. He was so upset. He said, "Why did you keep this from us?"
You should have told him that Dad doesn't want anyone to know. Did you tell him you don't know where he is now?
Yes. But I think they want to see you more than anything.
What for?
But what for? They are your relatives, darling.
Yes, I know that, but you never wanted us to see them.
That is only because of the promise I made to your dad. Now that his family knows he's got an addiction problem, I've got nothing against it. You might want to see your father's family. You're a grown lady now. You should be able to make your own decisions.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. I haven't seen them in all these years, so why should I go now? When you don't see someone for a long time, you cannot accept them as your family. Can you, Mom?
What can I say? That's why I think I made a mistake. After seeing how much your cousin has grown up, I've been thinking about what a big mistake I made. I hid myself because that's what your dad wanted. They could have helped us. More than any other stranger could, so we wouldn't have to live in hardship all these years.
Let's tell him. He might be able to find Dad.
Do you really miss him?
Very much so. The only reason I want to become a doctor is because of Dad. I might be able to help him quit his addiction. Mom, I've never told you this before. Always kept my feelings hidden. But I always think about Dad before I go to sleep. I remember those days when I used to ride with him on his motorbike. And we'd go to the corner shop, and he'd buy me whatever I wanted. I used to sleep happily during those nights. I really want to see him.
Your cousin plans to find him soon. Should I tell him to come? He wants to see you.
What do you suggest?
You need to make that decision. They are your father's family. Who knows how much longer I have to live?
Mom, I really don't want to hear anything anymore.
Hopefully I'll be here a long time. I'm not going anywhere until I've put you somewhere. There's nothing like family. I never had any brothers or sisters. It's hard being alone. If I weren't alone, I might have been able to do a lot of things. I have no right to make you have the same fate I did.
Well, anyway, if you want me to see him, I will. And if you don't, I won't.
I'll arrange for you to meet him.
Hello?
Ah, hello, ma'am. Listen, I've brought a lovely car here for you to see. Will you come downstairs, please?
Yes, I'm coming. My goodness, he won't quit, will he? Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you? This is that fancy car I promised you.
How much is it?
80 million tomans.
What's the mileage?
Not much. Only 20,000 kilometers. Did you end up getting your money?
Yes, thankfully.
Oh, thank God for that. Thank God for that. So it's sorted out then, right?
Yes.
Well, that's great. You can go for a spin with this car for 2 or 3 days. If you're happy with it, you can buy it. If not, I'll find you another one.
No, I can't do that.
Why not? Go for a ride in it. If you're happy with it, give me a call and I'll get the documents ready. Huh?
Mr. Sufi, can you put the car in the parking lot for me, please?
Are you scared to drive it?
A little bit. I'm going to call my friend to come tomorrow, so I won't be alone.
If you're
going to
be a driver, you shouldn't be scared. You've got to go for it. No one ever became a driver by being afraid. I've got a suggestion. How about I sit next to you and you drive the car into the parking lot yourself?
No, I'm worried I might hit it somewhere.
It's even worse to be fearful of accidents. Look, ma'am, you're like my own sister. Do you want me to come by for a couple of hours tomorrow so you can drive it? You can get used to it. It's just like all the other cars. It's an automatic.
That's what makes it so hard.
Not at all. You just think it's hard.
I will see what happens tomorrow. Can you please put it in the parking for now?
You can go upstairs. I'll bring the keys for you.
I will wait for you over here.
My time. Seems I didn't raise you well enough.
This way, ma'am. Come in. The judge will determine everything here.
Hello, Midi.
Hello.
Midi, I swear to God, we didn't mean to get you into trouble. I swear it. We were going to give promissory notes, but Mr. Mamarian tricked us.
Sivash, let's go.
Please, Dad, get in the car. I'll be with you in a minute.
So, Mr. Mamarian tricked you into forging my signature, did he?
Oh, Midi. Oh, Midi.
What a waste of time. I worked hard all my life and I only bought one house. And now that's gone because of the check you drew. If it gets mortgaged, I will have to live in a tent.
Why should it get mortgaged? I didn't do anything to make you lose the house.
I said it just so that you would know.
Is he your brother?
Yes.
He'll have to remain in jail until the day of his hearing. Do you want to bail him out?
If it's all right with you, then yes, please. I don't want my parents to know anything about this yet.
They'll find out eventually. Anyway, judging by your brother's case, he'll be in jail for quite some time.
For how long?
First of all, he'll have to return the 200 million Toman loan.
But, sir, my brother didn't actually take 200 million. The person who got the loan for them ran off with it.
Look, the bank gave the money to your brother, and they'll want it back from him. You'll have to return the 200 million first, and then go to talk to the bank supervisor and get his consent. We might possibly be able to fix the case a little bit, if there wasn't a plaintiff involved.
You mean if we return the 200 million to the bank and get their consent, my brother will be free to go then?
No, I just told you, it'll reduce the problem. I didn't say it'll eliminate it. He'll have to go to prison for a while anyway, because of the forgery that he's committed. Do you have a deed here for his bail?
No.
You'll have to bring something that's worth 800 million tomans, either a property deed or a bank check. While he's on bail, he's not allowed to leave Tehran. And he'll have to present himself to the local police station every day.
All right. What were you thinking, huh? What were you thinking? Did you want me to go and fix your problems on top of my own problems? Do you know how many people I had to beg just so that I could bail you out with some real money? Mehran, for the love of God, please don't try and help me. Don't help and don't create problems for me.
I didn't want this to happen, Mehdi.
Oh, yeah. You must have thought to yourself, I'll forge your signature and everything will be fine. You thought you could trick the government, the bank, and your brother, did you?
I didn't commit any fraud. It's all Mr. Mamarian's fault. He made me do it.
I didn't think you were the type to just do whatever people told you to do.
I'm sorry. I messed up. I've got nothing else to say now except that I'm sorry.
Mehran, 800! We had to put 800 million in there just because of the things that you did to bail you out. And you're telling me that you're just sorry, that's all.
I'll find Mamari and get my money back from him, I promise.
Mehran, please. This isn't just about money. They're opening up a fraud case against you because not only did you commit forgery, you also gave a fake deed to the bank. The prosecutor says you'll have to go to prison because of the crimes you've committed. Do you understand?
Which fake deed? What's that got to do with me? Mamarian and his pals took the deed out of the bank.
Where is he? Where is Mr. Mamarian? He's disappeared ever since he received the 200 million you gave him. You really think you can find him? Officer.
Yeah, I'll find him.
Mehran, please wake up. Please wake up before things get out of hand. Say you do find Mr. Mamarian and you get the 200 million back from him. What are you going to do about the other crimes that you've committed, like forgery and fraud?
Mehdi, I never wanted this to happen. I wanted to get a loan and make a living for myself, just like any other young person. I have to find Mamarian and he's got to pay for all of this. He's got to come and tell them it wasn't my fault. If he's going to wait for me to go to prison, I swear to God, I'll find him and I'll kill him.
Please don't create more problems for me or yourself.
I've got to find him no matter what. If I don't find him, I'm dead. I'll be blamed for everything. The main person at fault here is Mamarian.
I wanted to tell Dad what happened 2 nights ago, but I stopped myself when I saw how upset he was. I didn't want to give him a heart attack. Mehran, our family's reputation and all the money we have is on the line here. Do you understand that? Just let the legal system take care of everything. Don't interfere. Hello? Hello, sir. Yes, I'm so sorry. I really am. Yes, just please give me a couple of hours and I will... Yes, I will empty it, yes. Yes, you can come then. All right. I apologize once again.
Hey, Mehdi, I'm not feeling well. If you don't mind, I want to go for a walk, okay?
Leave your walks for later. We've got to go and empty the workshop for Mr. Shalchi right now. I need your help with it. Let's go.
Hey, Meddy. Meddy.
Yes?
Shall I give him the keys for the front door?
No, Ahmad. Just give him the keys for the main room. Just give it to Mr. Shalji himself.
All right.
Ahmad, have we got any tea?
Yes?
Can you bring me some, please?
Sure thing. Would you like some tea as well, Mehran?
Bring him a cup. Hey, Ahmad, can you find me a sedative or something in there? I have a really bad headache. Just bring me a glass of water as well, please.
All right, sure.
Hey, buddy. Worrying isn't going to fix anything.
I'm going to go to Saeed's real estate agency. He must have written down Mamarin's address in the contract we made.
Mehran, what the hell are you thinking now? Do you actually think that you didn't do anything? I already went there and talked to Saeed. He said it's got nothing to do with him. He said that they came here and wrote a contract and then both sides cancelled the contract with full consent.
He said it's got nothing to do with him. To hell with him. I'm going to get them all involved in this. What makes them think that they can back out and blame everything on me?
What's the point, huh? What's the point, Mehran? Just tell me. Who forged my signature? Saeed? Mamarian?
Just tell them your signature wasn't forged.
You want me to lie, yeah?
Mehdi, they're all backing out and blaming everything that happened on me. I'm not going to let anyone trick me. I'm not going to let anyone trick me, man. Come on now.
Mehran, why did you even hang around with a bunch of frauds in the first place? Tell me, huh? Why? Go thank God. Go thank God that everything came out in the open before it got any worse. Don't go looking for Saeed or Mamarian. Let the law take care of everything. Let the legal system do what it's supposed to do.
I'll find Mamarian. He has to be somewhere. He didn't just vanish into thin air. I'm more shocked at why Saeed's lying about it.
It's very simple. He doesn't want his real estate agency to be involved in this.
He won't want his agency involved in this. I'll show him how involved he can get.
No, you won't. Stop saying I'll get this and that involved. He's just like you. He took advantage of his dad, just the way that you took advantage of me. What do you think will happen if you get them involved? What do you think will happen, Mehran? Do you think it'll reduce your crimes? It won't. They'll just take away his poor father's realtor's license, and his family will then be left with nothing. Do you understand that?
I can't believe they tricked me. They tricked me, those scoundrels. How could they?
Go and thank the Lord, Mehran. Go and thank the Lord that they found out before you lost the entire loan amount.
I don't know why God won't help me with anything at all.
Hey, tell me. Tell me, my brother, if you had received your loan and your pals had wasted half of it and Mamarian had taken the other half, how would God have helped you then? Tell me how God would have helped you then. Mehran, my dear brother, your interpretation of God's help is very different from God's interpretation. Try to understand that. Please try. Come here. Come drink this water. Thank you very much.
Mehran, don't you want any tea?
Leave it for later. Hey, Mehran. Listen, I told Mom and Dad that you were at Siavash's place the past couple of nights. Listen, to take your mind off things, please empty one of these rooms here and give the key to Ahmad. They're going to be bringing furniture here soon. Mehran, look at me. We'll fix everything. Don't worry. Goodbye.
$500,000 a day?
Yes. He started off with 700 before agreeing to 500.
That Adib's a real bandit, isn't he?
He said they gave him an 85 million fine. God knows if he's telling the truth, but he's got to make up for it somehow.
500,000 a day equates to 15 million in a month.
Well, are you planning on leaving the goods in storage for a month?
No, but it's daylight robbery.
It'll be much worse if our shipment falls into the hands of inspectors. Give me some money so I can get some holograms to stick on them and we can start selling them.
I haven't got any money.
I seem to scare the life out of any money that comes near me.
What happened with Mehdi Faramad?
I did what you told me to do. I told him I've lost the contract and I didn't accept any checks. I put on a show for him and he deposited the money.
So you got your money back?
Yes. But I spent it all.
What did you spend it on?
Don't ask, Jalal. But I swear it was important.
What's more important than renting that storeroom in Sharia so you can put your merchandise in there? Hang on. What was so important that you spent 200 million on it without telling me? Listen, Farad. We're working as partners here. But if we're not going to be honest with each other, then we're not going to get anywhere.
I am honest with you, Jalal.
Then tell me what you spent the 200 million on.
I spent it to save my marriage. I either had to forget about my marriage or forget about the 200 million.
Talk in a way so I can understand what you're saying.
Listen, man. Sahar was putting me under a lot of pressure. She was about to tell Shayesta everything. She came to my house.
You let her blackmail you? You're such a miserable person, Farad. You let her get away with 200 million?
My life would be ruined if I hadn't.
Are you being serious here?
On the life of my children. I really do swear it.
You're crazy, Farad. You're crazy. We're going to lose everything now. Our merchandise will have to stay in Adib's garage until the police find them. Plus, you'll have to pay Adib 15 million a month. You've got no brains, Farad. You've got nothing up there.
Saying these things won't give us back the 200 million. Stop stressing so much, Jalal.
Have you got enough money left so I can buy the hologram stickers and sell the goods bit by bit?
I'm totally broke. I don't even have enough money to pay my employees their wages.
We've only got one choice then. We have to sell them in bulk to Asadi.
Don't even think about it. Asadi is the biggest crook there is. He'll pay us peanuts and we won't have anything left.
With the mess you've created, Farad, we have to forget about making a profit. We've got no other choice. You should throw your hat in the air if you can even get your investment back.
I'll come up with the money.
From where? Stop talking rubbish.
I'll get it from Faramand, just the way you told me. I'll ask him for it first. If he refuses, I'll threaten to sue him. If he continues to refuse, I'll take him to court.
Keep dreaming, Farad. By the time the court issues a verdict till you get any money in your hands, it'll be too late.
It won't get to that stage. He comes from a decent family. If they find out their son's about to go to prison, they'll do whatever they can to make me take back my complaint.
That's just wishful thinking, Farad. Faramand won't give in to your demands just like that.
He has got to. He sold my property. I've got proof of it. He sold one property to two people.
I still say you should sell the goods to Asadi before the police get their hands on them, and that way at least... Well, you won't take any loss on your capital.
Stop opposing my decision, Jalal. I invested everything I had on this project. I am drowning in debt. I went through all this trouble just so I could make a decent living for myself. And I'm not prepared in any way to let Asadi reap all the benefits while I go back to square one. I assure you that I'll get a good amount of money from Mr. Faramand. That way I'll teach him a lesson and I'll get myself out of this mess.
You're a disgrace to all the men out there. How could you let a woman rip you off like that? How could you be so sure that she won't come after you again? Yes, as soon as all the money's run out.
I threatened her. I told her I would kill her if she ever shows up again. Have no doubt about it.
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیمیشه آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه اینا
آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرم، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرم، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه، وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه، وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی.